Nolte, study shows Dem campaign to kill unvaccinated Republicans worked. By John Nolte on October 21, 2022. A new study shows that the left's campaign to kill unvaccinated Republicans worked. According to a National Bureau of Economic Research study, political affiliation has emerged as a potential risk factor for COVID-19. The study examined the mortality rates pre- and post-vaccine between the vaccinated and unvaccinated in two states, Florida and Ohio. Here's a summary from the far-left Intercept. The study found that death rates from COVID-19 were only slightly higher for Republicans than Democrats during the early days of the pandemic, before vaccines became available. But by the summer of 2021, a few months after vaccines were introduced, the Republican excess death rate rose to nearly double that of Democrats, and this gap widened further in the winter of 2021. The sudden increase in the gap between Republican and Democratic death rates suggests that vaccine take-up likely played an important role, the study found. The rest of the Intercept write-up is stupid and anti-science. It blames former President Trump for Republicans not getting vaccinated. You know, even though it was Trump who moved heaven and earth to get the miracle vaccine to us in record time. And let's not forget that Joe Biden was America's first anti-vaxxer. While campaigning in 2020, both his fraudulency and her vice fraudulency, Kamala Harris, told the country the vaccine was not safe to take. The stupid Intercept article also undermines its own credibility by attacking Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, for refusing to fall for the anti-science lockdowns, mandatory masking, etc. As anyone with half a brain in Google can see, even with a disproportionate elderly population, Florida did as well as those fascist states that masked and locked down their residents. In some cases, Florida did better. The Intercept also fails to mention that due to his fraudulency, Joe Biden's breathtaking mismanagement, more Americans died under Biden than Trump in the same amount of time. This is especially notable when you remember that when Biden entered office, the Trump miracle vaccine was already being widely distributed. The study itself does show that more Republicans than Democrats have died of the China flu and that this can be connected to the difference in vaccination rates. In the second panel of Figure 1, we plot excess death rates for Republicans and Democrats separately. In 2018 and the early parts of 2020, excess death rates for Republicans and Democrats are similar, and centered around zero. Both groups experienced a similar large spike in excess deaths in the winter of 2020 to 2021. However, in the summer of 2021, after vaccines were widely available, the Republican excess death rate rose to nearly double that of Democrats, and this gap widened further in the winter of 2021. Copyright 2022 by Jacob Wallace, Paul Goldsmith Pinkham, and Jason L. Schwartz. All rights reserved. It worked. Democrats, especially Biden, the corporate media, and Hollywood worked overtime to make Trump voters feel like fools if they chose to get vaccinated. The idea was very simple and quite brilliant. Bully Trump voters as rubes about the vaccine. This meant Trump voters could either 1. Feel like they were caving to left-wing bullies, or 2. Rebel against the bullying by remaining unvaccinated. The organized left, again led by Biden, deliberately dehumanized, insulted, ridiculed, and other Trump voters into a corner, hoping they would rebel and not take the miracle vaccine. Unfortunately, as we can see, it worked. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.